to say this is probably one of the most bizarre situations that I've come across in my time as a public representative. Around about 5 p.m. yesterday, I heard the blast myself, and you know, I thought it was fairly significant, and went out of my house and tried to investigate. But really, until later on in the evening, when the police started to move some people out of their homes on Spencer Road, Dunfield Terrace, and some of the adjoining streets, there wasn't any real physical evidence of a security alert as such. But as I understand it, even this morning, there hasn't been anything actually found yet. But I think police are hopeful that in the daylight, perhaps that'll literally shed some light on it, and they'll find out what has happened here. But I can certainly vouch for the blast itself. It was, you know, it was a significant one.
And there's a number of theories going around. There's people saying that it was an attack on a police station by dissident Republicans.
Well, I do know about an attack on a police station because there's certainly no physical evidence of any attack on police stations. There's a number of theories, as I understand it, that the police are pursuing, one of which may be an attack on the police, perhaps a mobile patrol or police, you know, that were out and about. That is only one area, but I mean, we would have heard by now if anybody had been injured or there had been any evidence of somebody having actually seen something. But I've also heard other bizarre things, like, you know, everything from a HGV tyre exploding to various other theories. So that this is part of the, I suppose, the real strange thing about this is that we haven't, you know, despite several hours later, we still haven't been able to even tie down the specific location of where this happened, other than, I suppose, the police are acting on where they've got the, you know, the majority of reports from, and that would tend to be in the Dunfield Terrace, Spencer Road area of the Waterside.